Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Before we begin the video, make sure you click the link below for the people in Lebanon. It's one thing raising awareness, it's another thing giving charity. We've got people on the ground for one ummah, they're doing a fantastic job. £100 will feed an entire family for a month. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's talk about Iran.
Let's talk about Iran.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Do you support Iran?
Okay, well, let me answer your question. Iran was attacked on April the 1st, right? It was attacked, the embassy of Iran was attacked in Syria by Israel. After that, on the first occasion, they then sent missiles and drones, correct? Now, my question to you is, does Iran have a right to defend itself? And if so, what is a proportionate response? Because you see, I've been having a moral quandary about the issue. Piers Morgan, what's a proportionate response for Iran?
I'll tell you what I think about Iran. I think Iran is an unbelievably nefarious place which has been fueling Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah for many years with a joint ideology that they want to eradicate Israel in any way they can.
Okay. Does it have
so
right to
I think
itself?
Iran is one of the most despicable regimes in the world. I also think that right now the Iranian regime is in serious danger.
You look completely discombobulated.
What do you mean?
You look dishevelled.
I'm telling you what I think of Iran.
I'm asking you, do they have a right to defend themselves? Do you think they have a right to defend themselves? Both of you can answer the question. Do they have a right to defend? They were attacked. The sovereign nation was attacked. My question is, does it have a right to defend
Iran themselves? Has been fueling attacks on Israel now for what, 40 years?
I've been having a moral quandary about
what?
I've been having a moral quandary about Iran.
Have you?
Yeah, moral quandary, yes. More quandary. I don't know. Do they have a right to defend themselves? And if so, what is the proportionate
response?
So
you're supporting Iran, to be clear.
I'm asking you. No,
are
I'm
you
not
supporting Iran?
I'm not supporting. I'm antithetical to many of these organizations for my own purposes. But my question is,
do you support the Iranian regime?
Not unconditionally, but I support their right.
What conditions do you agree with them about?
Their right to defend themselves. Do you believe they have a right to defend themselves?
No, because they're terrorists.
Oh, so they don't have a right to defend themselves? Iran does not have a right to defend itself.
They do, but they're not the ones.
So what is proportionate response?
They're not the ones.
What's a proportionate response?
Okay.
No,
can I answer you?
You asked this question to the
people.
You're
just going to keep talking. Can I answer you?
What's a proportionate response?
The proportionate response to Iran is to stop them trying to destroy Israel through their proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas. What they've been trying to do for many years.
What is a proportionate response of Iran after their embassy was smashed and destroyed in Syria and 16 people were killed? What's a proportionate response?
Well, what about the proportionate response to everything Iran's done?
Which is against the Vienna conventions.
What about the response to everything Iran
what
has
did Iran
been
do
doing?
To Israel? Who did they kill? Who did they...
They never killed anybody
who
Iran.
Did they... Who,
I'm
which,
deluded
no, no,
you,
hold, excuse me, hold on. Which Israeli civilian have Iran successfully targeted? Give me one name, please.
You don't think Iran's been responsible for any Israeli civilian dying?
I'm asking you to edify me.
What about
me?
The way they funded Hamas?
I'm not talking about Hamas. We've spoken about Hamas at length. We're talking about Iran.
You do it through their
We're talking about Iran. It's old news. You're talking about Hamas.